This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. The Alabama Democratic Party is in the midst of a leadership crisis. The party is required to approve a new set of bylaws and elect new leaders by Saturday. That's after the Democratic National Committee rejected bylaws proposed by the state party last month. Right now, many observers say it looks like the Alabama Democrats will blow the Saturday deadline. So then what? For some answers, I spoke with Jim Spearman. He's former executive director of the state party and a current member of the state executive committee. He says it started a year ago with a challenge to a previous party election.
Through that challenge, it came out that the bylaws were not representative of the charter of the Democratic National Committee. They asked that there are certain groups that were underrepresented in Alabama on the committee, and they wanted to bring them into the party, which would be Latino, Asian American, and LGBT. It doesn't take into account youth. So, I mean, that's a large percentage of Alabama voters that vote Democratic.
That really is the sticking point, is the National Party is saying you need to have representation from a variety of groups, ones that might not have been in part of the picture 30 years ago, but you need to make provisions to include them in leadership.
Exactly.
So if this deadline is missed this weekend, what happens?
I feel like that they will basically sanction Alabama and decertify the chair of the party, Nancy Worley, and Randy Kelly, who is the vice chair, as DNC members. That's the first step.
And so Alabama loses its representation on at the national level, is
well,
what you're saying.
Of those two.
Of those
we
two.
We have other state members of the DNC. Now, after that happens, it opens the door to whatever because you have no leadership. This happened in Georgia several years ago, and they basically came in and they worked with them, and nothing never happened. And so they just wiped out the whole sitting committee of the officers and started over. And that's one option, I think. But it also, we're up against a deadline on delegate selection plans and to have presidential campaigns in the state. If we can't have bylaws and plans to get on the ballot, there is good questions of whether we can have presidential candidates in the state.
When you say that the committee comes in, is this like a takeover?
No, not at all. I mean, they're working to try to work with the current leadership. And if that doesn't happen, we are a subsector of the DNC. I mean, the Alabama Democratic Party, all state Democratic parties are chartered basically by the DNC, just like every county committee is chartered by the state Democratic Party. And they have that option in Alabama. We've done it before to go in and correct counties that were out of compliance. So that's exactly what we're seeing here in the state.
The Democratic Party has struggled recently here in the state of Alabama. And what you're talking about is the potential of leadership being replaced. Are you saying that the party would still exist? It would just be hampered further. It's not like a decertification
The party would exist in some form. It may not be the same people, and they may come in and have new elections or something and say these are the bylaws. And I have a feeling that there'll be some group of members of the State Democratic Executive Committee that will come up with a set of bylaws that will be that they can present at a meeting if there was one. And all it takes is calling the meeting, and that's not being done right now.
So it sounds to me like even with this deadline coming up this weekend, the sun will still come up the next day.
Exactly.
The Democratic Party will still exist, but what exactly comes after that, particularly in terms of leadership, is unknown.
It is unknown. And Democratic Party is like the oldest party in the state. We've been active over the years. We were in power, you know, for many, many years in the legislature, and we're going to be back. This is leadership fight, kind of sausage making, actually. You just don't want to see it sometimes, but it happens.
There's this upcoming national meeting in San Francisco. What do you expect to happen there with this situation?
I assume that there will be a meeting of rules and bylaws and credentials. I know there will be. I assume they will take up Alabama in those meetings because actually in the February meeting, there was by only one vote that Nancy Worley and Randy Kelly got to keep their DNC seats at that time. You know, that one vote may change over some of this, and I have a feeling that if that committee will decertify them as members of the Democratic National Committee. And where we go from there, I don't know.
That's Jim Spearman. He's on the Alabama Democratic Party State Executive Committee. And he spoke about a Saturday deadline faced by the party to adopt new bylaws and hold new leadership elections.